Hi there. Welcome to the Rise Up and Radiate podcast. I am Ivory, your host, and I am thrilled you're here. Now, man, there has been so much that has jumped off in the last couple of weeks. And I don't know about you, but there's a huge sense of the spiritual realm for those who are followers of Jesus and those who even aren't. And God is doing a beautiful work of calling people to himself, awakening his bride, and reminding us of the reality that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities and powers. And so on today's Soul Care episode, we are going to be talking about freedom. Now, if you've missed the Soul Reset, I really want you to go take a minute. It's about 6 minutes. And I want you to just listen to that because it just so beautifully is going to come into alignment with today's Soul Care episode. So I want to welcome you and thank you for joining us today. Our Soul Care verse this month and the Soul Care Reset was based on Galatians 5:13. And it says, "For you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters, but don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love." God sent Jesus, y'all, to the world so we could experience true freedom. Not some counterfeit that momentarily satisfies your sinful nature or the bad habits or the patterns and cycles that you're stuck in, but that spurs you on to love and to serve those around you, including yourself, because we are commanded to love our neighbors as ourselves in Mark 12:31. But in order to be free, free from sin, free to serve, free to move, empowered by the Holy Spirit, and free from the oppression of guilt and shame, and freedom from the strategies and plans of the enemy, we have to identify what may be mastering you. You see, as a life and soul care coach, I help people heal soul wounds and break spiritual strongholds through soul care so they can walk in freedom, confidence, and wholeness into the life God created them for. And in this beautiful space where life coaching meets the supernatural healing power of God through the Holy Spirit, we do some amazing work. And so if you're listening to this and you're like, man, I want to experience this freedom. I want to be free to walk empowered by the Holy Spirit. I want to be free from the things that feel invisible. Listen, this could be your answer. You see, we partner with the Holy Spirit to heal emotional wounds and past trauma, break free from demonic influences and soul ties, restore identity, authority, and intimacy with God, and move forward with confidence, vision, and freedom. So this also empowers the body of Jesus Christ to walk in their God-given authority and let their light shine bright so that we can effectively push back the darkness. Okay, this week, with all that's been going on, I shared on social media this quote: "Don't just survive this time in history. Radiate. You were created for such a time as this to reflect the light that makes hell tremble." So when the Lord confronted me last month with this passage and I was reading in my devotions, I was like, man, Lord, we carry the authority and the power of the kingdom of heaven. We can literally pray and ask Jesus to help us push back and to move and to unify with him so we can help breach the darkness with the light and the power of the Holy Spirit. So as I've been reading and as I was studying, I was reading and Paul is writing to the Corinthians, correcting them on some of their choices and behavior. And in 1 Corinthians 6:12, he says, "I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything." And y'all, this hit me hard. So I was curious. So I looked in some other translations and the Amplified version said, "I won't be enslaved by anything." The NET said, "controlled by anything." And the ESV said, "dominated by anything." The Holy Spirit gently whispered into my heart, "What is mastering you? What are you enslaved, controlled, or dominated by?" And friends, I believe that same question is what he wants to present to you today. I'm going to be honest with y'all. When the Holy Spirit just put that in my heart, I was like, you need to get out of my business. Just putting it all out there. But I'm just kidding, Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way. But it hit hard. And I wrote this in my journal. God is calling me up. You guys, God will call us out sometimes, but it's for the intention of calling us up to level us higher so we can sit in right standing with him and accomplish with the partnership of the Holy Spirit, the work that he's assigned for the kingdom for us to do. So my journal entry said, "God is calling me up. I can do whatever I wish, but I don't want to be mastered, enslaved, brought under, controlled, or dominated by anything other than Jesus through the power of his Holy Spirit." So then the hard question, God said, "Daughter, what's dominating you?" And I'm going to share what came up for me. God revealed fear in motherhood. So I renounced and repented and canceled any agreement that I had made with the spirit of fear. And I'm going to share more into that. So stay with me. Then he revealed food. You see, during difficult times, I made it a habit to look to food to find comfort, to find feelings that maybe I didn't feel inside. So I didn't feel good. So I would eat something that would make me feel good. Y'all, it's something me and Jesus have been wrestling through, and he's helping me walk into my new, but it's been a battle, but he's teaching me to walk in victory. So I repented and renounced and canceled any agreement that I had made that told me I could find comfort in food and not in Jesus alone. So I find in my life that what is mastering me is often connected to my core limiting beliefs and the way I have tried to cope with them in my own power, okay? So for me, my core limiting belief is I'm not good enough, all right? And my primal question is, am I loved? So the reality for me is I'm constantly, when the enemy is mastering me or where I find myself stuck is often going to be rooted to, if I'm not good enough, I won't be loved. So in the Soul Reset, guys, I break this down. We can often find ourselves imprisoned by the way we are trying to satisfy our sinful nature. So for me, satisfying my sinful nature was to eat, is to move in fear when I feel uncomfortable or not good enough, right? So then I'm trying to cope. I'm trying to be the fixer. I'll find myself trying to be the savior. And so when it's sinful nature, it means our flesh or the entire nature of man's sense and reason without the Holy Spirit. And how often, y'all, are we moving outside of the Holy Spirit, trying to be God for ourselves, trying to fix the answer, find the solution, be the coping thing, when God is like, baby girl, son, it's in me. So as a child, I experienced darkness that led me to that core lie, that core limiting belief that I don't feel good enough. Hence the struggle in motherhood. And I use food as a coping mechanism to try to comfort myself when I feel overwhelmed. But Jesus came to set me free. And as you're listening to this, I believe the Holy Spirit is bringing up those things to your heart and your mind right now that may be mastering you. And my friend, he wants to set you free too. He came to set us free. So I believe today he's calling you up as well. He wants you and I to live life from love, not for it in striving or straining or performing or in self-effort or self-sufficiency, trying to figure the thing out, trying to make it right, trying to solve for those things in our soul that are causing us to feel insecure, that are causing us to feel unsafe, that are causing us to question our purpose, that are causing us to wonder, am I loved? Am I cherished? Causing us to know, do I belong? Am I successful? Am I enough? Yes, Yes. So this is the process. If God has brought something up for you as you've been listening, He wants you to simply confess this, whatever it is, to the Lord. It's telling God what you feel. So Lord, I confess that there are times that in my not feeling good enough, Jesus, I will move and parent out of fear. Lord, I confess that food has been an idol in my life, that I have run to it instead of running to you. And so, Lord Jesus, I confess for allowing a spirit of fear and for allowing food to impact me in ways that you didn't die so I would have to experience. Then I want you to renounce agreement with the lie and the way you've been coping. So renounce means to formally and completely give up, disown, reject something, such as sinful practices, worldly desires, or even one's own possessions in order to acknowledge God's authority and live a life dedicated to Him. So Lord, I confess the belief, but now I want to renounce any agreement that I'm not good enough in motherhood, which leads me to fear. And I renounce and break agreement and disown, completely give up and reject the lie that food will be my comfort and that that is the way that I've been coping. So Lord, I break agreement. I renounce it in your name. And then He wants you to repent for believing in it. So Lord, I repent for how I have come into agreement with this lie or this belief, for how it's impacting me to move in coping mechanisms that aren't good for me, that are actually destroying the plan, that are giving the enemy access points to steal, kill, and destroy. And Jesus, I repent for that. I no longer want to walk in that. And then we want to ask Jesus to remove any darkness that came with it. So in the name of Jesus, I bind any spirit that came in through that agreement that gave Him access to move and work in me. And in the name of Jesus, I cast it out. In the Bible, it says, in the name of Jesus, you speak the name of Jesus, and anything that's not of Jesus has to flee. And so there's a difference between being possessed and being oppressed. And as believers of Jesus Christ, when we get the Holy Spirit and we are sealed, we can no longer be possessed, but the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3, it says, we are human, but we do not wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God, and we capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. God has given me the tools to break down this obstacle in my thinking, this belief that the enemy has seeded in my heart. And I am going to break the legal right that gives the enemy the access and the legality, the right to torment me. And through that agreement with the enemy instead of God. So I'm going to break that and I'm going to cast anything that's attached to that. And guys, this is biblical. I know some people may be listening and be like, oh man, I don't know about this whole casting out demons thing. So I want to read Mark 16, and it's going to be verses 15 through 18. And it says, this is Jesus speaking. And then He told them, go into the world and preach the good news to everyone. Anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved, but anyone who refuses to believe will be condemned. These miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name. They will speak in new languages. They will be able to handle snakes with safety and drink anything poisonous. It won't hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick and they will be healed. So guys, this is biblical. Jesus said that this is what would follow those who believe. And so this is why it's so important for us to ask for freedom, because it cleanses us. So then once we've repented, we've renounced, and we've confessed, then we're going to ask that the living water of the Holy Spirit would make that place new and restore it as though it were never broken, and give you strategy and direction to walk in the new path that God is creating for you today. So, family, Jesus wants freedom for you. He wants freedom from the things that are mastering your soul. And you may be listening to this and you don't have a relationship with Jesus. So let me just tell you, Jesus came, lived as a man, and saying, I'm not going to live as God that knows everything. I'm going to walk as a man so people can know that a savior came for them that knows all that they're going through, that feels the same feelings, that has to navigate the same pressures and heartache. But I'm going to conquer death because even though I'm lowering myself and making myself a human, I carry the power of God. And so because he became the perfect sacrifice. So he took on your sin. He became sin for us who knew no sin that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So he tells us, believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Confess with your mouth that he is God and you'll be saved. So all you have to do is say, Jesus, I see that I missed the mark. I see that I have sinned. I have made bad choices. I get that you're holier than holy can ever be and that I will fall short of your glory. But Jesus, you came to be my gift. So I receive your gift of life so I can live out the life that you purchased for me and get the shame covered, get the guilt covered, any fear can be absorbed into Jesus. The judgment that you may feel, the physical ailments in your body, all of it was covered by the blood and the stripes of Jesus. So you can simply just say, Lord, I give you my heart. I believe that you died, you were buried, and you rose again so I could know eternal life. And today I accept that life and I thank you for dying for me so I could not only have eternal life, but walk in the kingdom agenda and kingdom strategies and bring those down to earth. So listen, if you have prayed a prayer to Jesus, asking him to be your savior, please send me a message. I would love to hear and celebrate with you. So today, brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus came so you could be free. I hope this template really provides transformation for your life. I hope it helps you to walk in the power and the authority that Jesus has called for you to stand in so we can push back the darkness. Let's pray together. Lord, I thank you for every listener that is under the sound of my voice. God, I thank you that time and when they're listening, that this prayer is outside of that. And I thank you, God, that you truly want to deliver and set free the child that became yours, that you adopted. Lord, that they don't have to be stuck by their addictions, by their unhealthy coping patterns, by these limiting beliefs and lies that the enemy has implanted in their hearts, Jesus. I thank you that you gave us the tools through your word, through the Rhema word of God that is a sharper than any two-edged sword, Lord God, that can come in and cut that stuff out and cleanse us with the living water so we can be made free. Jesus, I pray that you are freeing your sons and daughters as they listen today. I pray that breakthrough, revelation, clarity, freedom is being loosed over the airways. And God, I thank you that we can stand in acceptance and receive all that your death purchased for us and become living temples that house the great I am, and that we can rise up and radiate your glory, your power, so that we can assault the darkness, not by might or power, but by your spirit, says the Lord, and just simply abiding in the vine. God, thank you that you purchased freedom for us. May we live in it. In Jesus' name, amen. So thank you so much for tuning in. Let's walk in freedom. Let's walk in wholeness and let's stand in awe of the mighty God who came to free us indeed. Let's do this. It's time to rise up and radiate. Until next time, God bless you.